Hey, it's Brian Murphy. Let your money do more for you. Discover Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate Special. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you can watch your money grow quickly. Secure a 4.75% annual percentage yield with a 3, 6, or 9-month term, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. This limited-time offer is a great option for high dividends on a term that works best for you. Earn up to 4.75% and achieve your short-term savings goals with ease. So whether you're saving for a vacation, a down payment, or just building your emergency fund, Provident has you covered. Don't miss out. Secure one of the most competitive rates available on the market. Open an account and start earning more. Visit providentcu.org or stop by a branch for more details. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance requirement of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Glad to have you with us as we bring in Mark Sanchez, who covers the Giants for KNBR.com. Does a great job. Mark, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you, Marty?
Very good. I always ask you the toughest question first, and that is, who's going to pitch for the Padres?
I actually got this one this time. It's Chris Paddock going for the Padres, and he's right off the IL, and so is Johnny Cueto, so I think there'll be a lot of relievers used today, because neither of them, I would imagine, is fully built up at this point.
Well, hey, Mark, Bill. Bill Lasky here. Mark, staying with this Chris Paddock thing, I was looking it up, and there was really no injury. They put him on the COVID-19 health and safety protocol on April 30th after he pitched the 27th. His numbers are just terrible, 1-3 with a 5.4 earned run average, and they really are calling him the missing link in this rotation. Do you have any more information about him?
I don't. Right. They've been weirdly quiet about his why he went on the IL. But I mean, that usually signals something when a team is that quiet. So I'm not exactly sure exactly the reason there. But when he's been healthy, at least, he has not really been good this year, and hasn't been good for a little while. I mean, when he came up, his changeup was one of the best pitches in baseball. And he's just had trouble staying healthy. He's had trouble being effective, and he's another of these guys with the Padres where the upside is there, and they've got a few guys who are real potential aces if they can get it going, but he hasn't been able to get it going for a little while now.
No, last time he pitched was on the 27th of April against Arizona. He went 5 1/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, no walks, 5 strikeouts, 95 pitches for the man they call the Sheriff. Chris Paddock. So the Giants have won 5 of 8 against the San Diego Padres. Mark, what do you take from that? How does it grab you here?
I think they are proving that they can hang with good teams. They're beating the Padres, who, look, we're not exactly sure if they're the superpower that maybe they were advertised to be in the offseason just yet. I think we know the pitching is really good, even with Paddock struggles and Lamet has been out, but the guys they're still throwing at the Giants are, there are aces in there, and the Giants are working them. Sometimes they're not hitting them that hard, but we saw what they did against Snell the other day. We're seeing that this Giants lineup can hang with some of the best pitchers in baseball, and sometimes that means 5 innings without a run, but then they get them knocked out for the 6th inning. That has been my, I think, biggest takeaway is, the lineup, even though it's not going on all cylinders right now, it has enough qualities and enough depth that they can really work pitchers. Whether that means that they are now better than the Padres and can, knock them off and get a playoff spot, that I'm not exactly sure yet. But the fact that they can keep throwing these starters at the Padres, and they've neutralized them, a pretty good lineup over there. And the Giants lineup can hang with these guys. I think it's showing that they can hang with good teams. We'll see if that means that they can hang with the Dodgers, too.
There was a transaction before the game to get Johnny Cueto back on the roster. They sent down Jason Vossler to the AAA Sacramento River Cats. And with LaStella on the IL, are they short of infielders right now?
Yes, very much so. Their really only backup infielder at the moment is Mauricio Dubon, who's probably a better center fielder than he is shortstop, although he's played well at shortstop too this year. You know, they're going with really six outfielders on the roster and four infielders, excluding Dubon, which is a curious look, and I don't think that's sustainable. But that probably just means that there will be a move in the next couple of days. But for today, at least, you know, they can throw out an outfield of, say, you know, in the late innings of Duggar, Yastrzemski, and Slater, maybe Tauchman in there. And suddenly, you know, the outfield that has been a huge defensive issue all year, they can really go with three guys who can handle center and put two in the corners. That's where they're deepest right now. But I was a little bit surprised with Bosler just because, you know, I don't really know who the backup third baseman is right now. That might be Dubon, which is not the best position to be in.
Well, if you're Darren Ruff, give him an infielder's glove. He's the guy. You can put him anywhere. He's the one bench guy, but we'll see. Hey, this outfield, is it coming together? You know, the infield, we know who they are, and the Gold Glovers all over the place. Is the outfield kind of coming together?
I think there are guys stepping up, although I'm not sure it's fully coming together yet. You know, with Yastrzemski was starting to hit, and that's when he went down and has not looked, I mean, it's a small sample size since he's returned, but, and he did not have, you know, a rehab assignment or something, but we're going to need to see him really come around for the Giants to really put it all together. I do think that, you know, you mentioned Ruff, and when you can put him in left field and have a pinch hit at bat and really whatever they ask of him, he does well. And then Duggar is looking the best that he's looked, I think, really in his career as a Giant. I'm not sure when, you know, we were talking with him earlier and he was asked when was the last time he felt this comfortable, and he kind of took a moment and said, it's been a long while. But he's, you know, he's really played well since coming up. And then when you've got Slater hitting like he is, Tauchman has looked like a good addition. I think, you know, there are guys starting to emerge and say, you know, I want more at-bats. And I think that's Slater saying that. You know, he had been benched against righties, and when they got Tauchman and the way he's playing, he wants to hit against everyone. And that is what you want. You want these guys to make cases to get more playing time. And I think they're just waiting for Yaz to come around right now.
Hey, Mark, Zach Littell is sure opening up eyes. He's getting a little bit more time on the mound in those middle innings, the bridge kind of guy. Yesterday, really a good outing after giving up a double, struck out a guy and got two ground ball outs. The split finger that he's used in his arsenal is now starting to get into use of the right-hander, and that's one thing the Giants are kind of short on in right-handers in that middle of relief. Do you see him kicking in and staying here for a while?
I think he really can. I'm, you know, it's, he just came up, I mean, a week ago, and suddenly he's already a pretty trusted righty option out of the bullpen to, you know, I'm sure that he could go in and take the seventh or eighth today without Kapler really blinking. That's, first of all, how much they've really needed a guy like him. You know, going back to last year, they were short of that nice power arm, righty arm out of the bullpen pretty much the whole year, and that's been a sore spot early this year. You know, he throws mid-90s. His slider is good, and you're right. The splitter, he doesn't have complete control of it yet, and there have been a couple that have really missed, but that's a pitch that he didn't have in his arsenal until this offseason, that he always threw a changeup that was kind of more a show pitch. He worked with some guys last year in Minnesota, and Brian Bannister actually identified it as a pitch that he could add to his arsenal, and he told Bannister, actually, I've been adding it to my arsenal. I've been working on it for the last couple months, and that, I think, can be a real difference-maker pitch for him, because when it's on, I think we've seen it a couple times. I mean, we see with Gausman how that pitch sort of disappears, and it's pretty impossible to hit. When he can get, you know, two strikes on a guy with the fastball that has played well so far and then put him away with that pitch, that is when the Giants will really have something, because they need Littell or Dominic Leone or one of those righty guys who is not fully proven, but they have faith in. And they need one or two of them to step up so that they can get that seventh or eighth righty guy inning down.
Well, that's part of April and May, as you experiment and you see who can do it and who can't. And that's what you do over these first 50, 60 games or so. And then you start realizing, this is my team, and this is what we can do. But the key thing for me, the core guys, keep them healthy. That's the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I keep And I want to see Buster Posey's bat in there every day, you know, that they're putting him in two out of every 3 days and giving the third day off for a guy who, you know, would be an MVP candidate if he kept this up. That is, I'm sure to Giants fans, is a little bit frustrating, but I think that's the kind of equation that they're playing, is you want his bat in there as often as it can, and that might mean two out of every three days so that you can ensure he's still playing in September. And they're going to need more off days, I think, for Crawford and Belt, and they haven't really backed them up as best as they could so far, and I think Belt maybe didn't have to start the year with the team, and Crawford has been forced in a bunch of times when maybe his body has not wanted to, just because he's been banged up so often. So I do think they're going to have to rest those guys a little bit more than they have. But at the same time, with the way they're playing now, you see how important they are to the team.
Absolutely. All right, Mark, have a good Mother's Day. Enjoy it. And we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Mark Sanchez. He covers the Giants for KNBR.com. Does a great job. All right, Kerry Crowley is back. He joins Bill and I right after this.
Hey, it's Brian Murphy. Let your money do more for you. Discover Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate Special. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you can watch your money grow quickly. Secure a 4.75% annual percentage yield with a 3, 6, or 9-month term, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. This limited-time offer is a great option for high dividends on a term that works best for you. Earn up to 4.75% and achieve your short-term savings goals with ease. So whether you're saving for a vacation, a down payment, or just building your emergency fund, Provident has you covered. Don't miss out. Secure one of the most competitive rates available on the market. Open an account and start earning more. Visit providentcu.org or stop by a branch for more details. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance requirement of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.